That would be under 115 a day, so from here, yeah. They did very well over there. So, offset agreement.
Are both Mel and Bill coming back today?
Bill, I believe, is coming back later tonight. They're not coming back together.
Oh, I see. And offset agreement was signed.
Offset agreement was signed with some funds for the housing and provided by the chairman. I haven't seen the details, but it looks, and it's always a good.
Actually, sir.
Mr. President, I'm still very tired of that, man.
Well.
I'll tell you about this, but I hope you understand it's just a simple term that the lady and I had to make with the Senate was good for 2 years, and I assessed it to 3, and I should have had it on choice then, and resigned as on Monday. And I want you to know that you have my good support. In fact, I may be able to be more help to you next year during the election.
Well, let me say it first that I don't know how the hell we got you in the first place. I mean, for you to come and take this damn job, it's a tough job. It's a thankless job, and we couldn't have run it without you. The second thing is that I know that you've been through some, you have to go through these crises that we've had. My God, Cambodia, Laos, Jordan, and then needless to say, EDM, and all the rest, and you've really been a tower of strength there. I know that the city got that, what Henry was saying, was a blessing, but it must have been quite a chair apart from all the management functions, Jack, and we did go there.
Well, it's been
the country's been lucky to have you for all the very
grand sex on.
You gave up.
Mr. President, the country's lucky to have you, and I forgot to be able to say, well, and I really mean it. You've done a magnificent job,
but we'll survive, and we'll try.
And I'm just sorry that I can't do more, but I will do more.
Well, let me say that I think, as a matter of fact, you could be enormously helpful on the outside. You know, there is a need among basically the kind of people you meet. Business elite, let's face it, the business elite, they need to understand that what we're trying to do is the right thing.
Right.
They need to support it, they need to be articulate about it, you know.
I think that can be helpful, yeah.
They'll respect you, you've been there.
Yeah. Well, at least I can report it from a first-hand experience, and that'll make some credibility.
You're in the business council, aren't you?
Yes.
You're in the business council. Will you go back to California?
Yes, I would go back to California.
Yeah.
And we'd go to the back of the Thomas, Hewlett Packard.
Yeah, I mean, but will you go to, will you live in, did you live in Palo Alto?
We live in Los Angeles, which is,
oh, I know. Beautiful. Up there with the hills.
I'm going to keep my time flexible. I go back.
You don't have to be a full time, I hope.
Not for a while.
Not for me. You've been so.
Probably gone along very well.
I'm sure that. You know, you're going to find, my guess is, I remember when I left the vice presidency, we all thought, God, where it was, and all the parties. And I did a little bit more of that probably than I did because I was an artist. It isn't for you're going to find that well, in a sense, it's a relief not to have these dad uncle pressures and all these people to talk to. You may find that having moved on this track and this, you know, and then not, well, it's like coming home from war, I guess. You, that what you, yeah, I'm telling you, what you will find when you return is that much as you love where you will be and the people and all the rest, it'll never be the same. I mean, you know, Thomas Wolfe's "You Can't Go Home Again" is so true. And you, for that reason, I think, should plan to move. well, you always have over on the national scene, but you could never go back to run the company again.
Well,
never.
I don't. I have some. I have a number of ideas of what I might want to do.
Right.
Now, one other thing I wanted to say, Mel has a good team over there now.
Yeah. And you deal with him.
He's got a good team, and he can get along fine. I'll stay around and help him informally for the rest of the year or longer if he needs it. I can help him work out the transition, so I'll keep my time free to be able to do that. I may make some decisions that they'll have to use his signature for work out the transition.
How do you feel about the some kind of meeting this morning on the defense budget with what they call the conservatives? Goldwater down in Colorado. Do you feel the defense budget, you feel pretty comfortable about it?
This level of, that we recommended in the papers, you know, here this week, somewhere between 79 and 80 million expenditures, I think is all right. Now that, as you know, can be printed about 2 billion lower than that if you wish to do so. That includes...
They printed lower and then by management.
$1 million of the exemption.
I think that's what George's thought is. It's to print it at 76.5 or something like that.
Well, it might
have... And the obligation authority at 82.
That's about... It might have to be a little bit higher than that. But now my own opinion is that a little bit higher would probably be desirable because there are two or three important things that are in that. One of them is to keep the research and development going up. And we requested an increase in research and development.
What figure do you think it should be?
I mean,
well, I'm trying to figure what can I do. You understand what we'll do. We'll do as much as we can.
Our figure...
You might be greater than 89.
Or 79.5 is as low as I think it should go. That would give you the chance of going down to 77.5 instead of what George wants to 76.5. And I think that extra $1 billion will be very helpful in maintaining an image of strength, which I think is desirable to do, both in terms of your international problems and I think in terms of domestic problems.
So what kind of assumption do you mean? 79 plus 77.5.
In other words, I think you should credit the 77.5 and we can get the forces and work out all the details at that level. That'll come out somewhere 82, 83 feet away.
I want to talk about the ladder figure. I want to be sure we talk about the ladder figure. We've got to do it.
This involves the acceleration of the ALMS program. And that's important, keeping the R&D going up.
R&D,
research and development.
Yeah,
research and development. And obviously, none of the services are getting everything they'd like to have, but I think this is a good balanced plan. And
the services will know, there's they'll know that 79.5 is the real number, 77.5 is the printed number.
Oh, yeah, so no problem with that.
They're smart.
As a matter of fact, we've been getting along very well.
I wish we were getting more. Hell, I'd put it at 85 if these budget problems are in our...
Well, no, I think from an image standpoint, it's desirable to have it below 80 as long as we can have some things that show some strength in it, which you can have. I'm pointing to some specific areas of strength. Now, there are one or two alternatives that could be considered. There's an issue of whether we buy more F-111s. That has a strength posture. It also has a job impact. That should be known.
What would it cost?
That would add another $140 million.
And where would they be built?
That work would be done at Fort Worth. It would be the headquarters, but it would also that would impact the California plant.
I just like having my mind is like,
well, that's one you might want to do.
Another one, you know, that's like raising
that to me do this.
You can give me a confidential list. What I'd like to get, if you would, if you give me a, get it over to Henry, just close the confidential list of a few little things that could have a job impact, and it would help the defense thing.
There is one very important one that has to do with setting up our command and control capability, and we're working on that with your people in terms of a possible amendment after the first of the year.
What's it called? What kind?
Well, this is to move ahead an accelerated program of airborne command posts. It's an airborne command post, and that is very important because that indicates an improvement in our ability to control our strategic nuclear forces. And this would have good visibility, and as a matter of fact, it needs to be done.
That's a very heavy expense. That's another $100 million or so that we'll be involved. That would impact California.
We have a list.
Good.
That would impact specifically Boeing. Those would be Boeing aircraft. And it would be an important
job. But it's a Boeing aircraft. I've been in that thing.
It's an important job impact in that state.
That could be done after the first of the year.
And you say that after the first of the year, if we can check again or something. I think that could be presented as an important issue. We will have a specific list. I already have this. I just call off the other key items right now. Now, I have a copy of a letter. I'll send this officially.
would say, you know,
thank you again.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks so much.